This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Union, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today clarified that the Indian government has taken care of its sensitive sectors like fertilizer and agriculture in the India-US trade deal. Making a statement in the Rajya Sabha, Piyush Goyal said this agreement will provide new opportunities to small and medium businessmen, MSMEs, industrialists, skilled workers and industries. He said the deal will act as a catalyst to strengthen manufacturing, expand employment opportunities and propel economic growth while unlocking new business avenues for both nations. Both Houses of Parliament resumed discussion on the motion of thanks on the President's address today amid uproar by the opposition. The proceedings in the Lok Sabha were marred on the third consecutive day. Opposition parties, including the Congress, DMK, TMC and others, raised slogans against the government over the US-India trade deal and border issues with China. The Lok Sabha witnessed three adjournments before being finally adjourned for the day. In the Rajya Sabha, Union Minister and Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, while participating in the discussion, said the President's speech captured India's growth story and it was highly inspiring. He said her speech embodies the spirit of Amrit Kaal and also highlights the achievements of the Narendra Modi government. The Minister said the President also spoke about centuries-old culture and traditions. Participating in the discussion, Leader of Opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, alleged that social justice and harmony has deteriorated under Modi government. He accused that women have just become a vote bank for the BJP. Later, the upper house was adjourned for the day. Earlier, Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal made a statement on the India-US trade deal in the Rajya Sabha. He clarified that the government has taken care of sensitive sectors like fertilizer, agriculture in the India-US trade deal. He said the agreement will provide new opportunities to small and medium businessmen, MSMEs, industrialists and skilled workers and industries. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has criticized the Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, for disrupting the proceedings of the House by not following parliamentary norms. He said Mr. Gandhi wants to speak beyond rules on the motion of thanks on the President's address.
We are tired of waiting. He doesn't speak. He speaks beyond rules. We have waited for 2 days. The rest should also get a chance to speak. We cannot speak as we wish. This is the Parliament of India. Here we have to speak keeping in mind the rules.
The President's rule in Manipur was revoked and BJP MLA Yumnam Khemchand Singh sworn in as Chief Minister of Manipur today. The Ministry of Home Affairs issued a notification today announcing the revocation of President's rule in Manipur with immediate effect. The President's rule was imposed in the state on the 13th of February 2025 following resignation of then Chief Minister N. Biren Singh and kept the Manipur Legislative Assembly, which has a tenure till March 2027, under suspended animation. The swearing-in ceremony was held at Lok Bhavan in Imphal and Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla administered the oath to Sri Khemchand. The Election Commission of India has rejected the exemption request of the government of West Bengal in connection with 25 IAS and IPS officers who have been called for a briefing meeting in New Delhi on the 5th and 6th of February for engagement as observers in the upcoming assembly election in West Bengal, Assam, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry. Olympian Isha Singh clinched a gold medal in the final of women's individual 10-meter air pistol event at Dr. Karni Singh Shooting Range in Delhi on the opening day of Asian Rifle and Pistol Championship. In the Under-19 ODI Cricket World Cup, chasing a target of 311 runs, India were 300 for 2 in 39.2 overs against Afghanistan in the second semi-final match at Harare in Zimbabwe. And with that, we end this news bulletin.